This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said terrorism is not merely a threat to the security of individual countries, but a shared challenge for all humanity. He said no country, society or citizen can consider itself immune from terrorism. Mr. Modi made these remarks while addressing the 86th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, in Bishkek. He said India's approach and policy towards the SCO are based on three key pillars, which are security, connectivity and opportunity. Mr. Modi noted that security, peace and stability form the foundation of every nation's development. The Prime Minister noted that terrorism, separatism and extremism remain major challenges on this path. India's real GDP has recorded a growth rate of 7.8% during the first quarter of the current financial year, compared to 6.9% during the same period in the previous year. Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation released the quarterly estimates of GDP for the first quarter from April to June of the current financial year. It said the Indian economy has sustained growth momentum despite global headwinds. The nominal GDP has also registered 10.3% growth during the first quarter of the current financial year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's economic growth of 7.8% is a reflection of the hard work and collective resolve of 140 crore citizens. Sharing a video in a social media post today, Mr. Modi said India is progressing at a fast pace despite global problems like ongoing wars and instability since the COVID-19 pandemic.
देशवासियों को बहुत-बहुत बधाई 7.8% ग्रोथ देश खुशियों से भर गया देशवासियों को मैं बधाई देता हूं उनके संकल्प शक्ति के लिए उनके पुरुषार्थ के लिए एक सामूहिक शक्ति का एक प्रतिबिंब है दुनिया युद्ध में डूबी हुई है चारों तरफ युद्ध की खबरें आ रही है विश्व संकटों से घिरा हुआ है सप्लाई चेन पूरी तरह डिस्टर्ब है 2020 में कोविड काल से लेकर अब तक कहीं पर भी स्थिरता नजर नहीं आ रही है उसके बावजूद भी भारत तेज गति से प्रगति कर
The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting searches at 7 locations across Chhattisgarh in connection with the alleged Chhattisgarh Public Service Commission recruitment scam. Sources at the ED said the searches include the residence of K.K. Chandrakar, personal assistant to former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel, among other premises. The Gobardhan Central Sector Scheme, with a total outlay of 23,731 crore rupees, has come into effect from today. It marks a major step towards scaling up the production and use of compressed biogas in India. The scheme will be implemented till 2035-36 and will establish compressed biogas as a major pillar of India's future energy mix. The scheme aims to increase domestic compressed biogas production nearly tenfold, mobilize large-scale private investment, and create a vibrant circular bioeconomy across the country. The Union Cabinet had approved the scheme on the 6th of last month. Indian Railways has approved 170 crore rupees for Kavach 4.0 on the remaining 712 route kilometres of Moradabad Division Northern Railway. The Railways Ministry said the approved work will strengthen the division's railway safety infrastructure through deployment of the indigenous automatic train protection system. The Indian Embassy in Kathmandu has shared details regarding the identification and repatriation of mortal remains of victims of the recent flash floods in Nepal. The embassy said, as per the government of Nepal, several steps are required for handing over the mortal remains of foreign nationals. These include documentation of the mortal remains, recording photographs and details, post-mortem examination, verification of the cause of death, formal identification, collection of fingerprints. Benchmark domestic equity indices paired their initial losses and were trading on a positive note in the forenoon session today. The Sensex gained 198 points to 77,155, while the Nifty added 36 points to 24,116 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.